Harper Audio presents Between Heaven and Mirth, Why Joy, Humor, and Laughter Are at the Heart of the Spiritual Life, by James Martin, S.J. This is the author. Introduction: Excessive Levity. Mike is one of the funniest people I know. A Catholic priest in his mid-60s, he regales his friends with clever stories, boasts superb comic timing, and has perfected an inimitable deadpan look. Today, Mike is a popular professor at Fordham, a Catholic university in New York City, where his lighthearted sermons attract crowds of students to Sunday masses. It's nearly impossible to be downhearted or discouraged in his presence. But Mike's contagious humor wasn't always valued, and 40 years ago, the Jesuits, the Catholic religious order to which Mike and I belong, had an odd custom that made this clear. At the time, the young Jesuits in training were required to publicly confess their faults to the men in their community as a way of fostering their humility. This had been a long-standing practice in many religious orders, especially in monastic orders. It sounds strange, but as the saying goes, the past is a different country, and the past in religious orders is a different world. So, for example, at a weekly gathering of the priests and brothers, a young Jesuit might confess that he hadn't said his evening prayers, or that he had nodded off during a particularly dull homily, or that he had said uncharitable things about another person in the community. This was supposed to help the young Jesuit become more humble, more attentive to his shortcomings, and more eager to correct them. On top of that, each young Jesuit was supposed to confess things privately to the head of the community. One day, Mike, who was known for his high spirits, felt guilty. Earlier in the day, during Mass, he couldn't stop laughing about something that's...